besides horses.
Oh yeah, Sunday pastime.
What did you call it?
Pitching horseshoes.
Where, if you were going to take a horse in for horseshoes, where would these be put?
Where would you take them in?
No, where would they be put on the horse?
Oh, on the, I always call them, we call them feet.
Uh-huh. Any other term for that?
No, it's a horse's foot.
What, do you, what would you call the bottom of his foot?
You can call it anything.
Hoof or hoof?
Oh, I see what you mean, hoof.
Sometimes I get frog for that.
Oh, well, it's getting technical, I guess.
Yeah, it's getting hard. If you took a jug in to get it filled, what would you call the thing that you poke down the hole and plug it?
Oh, stopper.
And if you wanted to fill this jug, what would you put in the top of it to direct the liquid?
Funnel.
What do you call, this is a what do you call game.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
I'm just giving you the rapid treatment here. What do you call that musical instrument that you can suck and blow on? It?
Harmonica.
And the one that you twang?
Use harp.
If you had a buggy, what would you call a one-horse buggy, the things that stick out beside the horse?
I used to have one of those when I was a kid. You mean that the horse went in between when you hitched him up?
Call that thing on a wagon that went out between the
wagon tongue.
Did you have anything in your buggy that you could pop over the horses?
Horse foot, buggy whip.
On the wheels, well, let me ask what you did when a wagon wheel squeaked.
We greased it.
How did you do this?
Take the wheel nut off and slide the wheel out, and as far as you could at that, getting off completely off the axle, and then we would grease the axle and slide it back on.
Now on this wheel, what did you call the metal part that touched the ground and went all the way around it?
Rim.
And was there a wooden part inside that that the spokes went into?
The spokes went into another one.